with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Welcome along. It is Breakfast Roll with Cooper and Una. How are you doing, me friend Una? What are you searching on your Instagram at the moment?
I'm actually researching something to do because I'm a news journalist. So researching things. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's have a look through the last video that you sent me on Instagram, and this is what it says:
Women, we need to fart more. Okay. I was on a flight yesterday. The man next to me farted audibly multiple times. And that's when I realized, you know, it's like, what are we doing? We need to push ourselves, fart in front of our husbands, fart in front of our boyfriends, fart at work. You know, it's time to break the gas ceiling.
Break the gas ceiling. Fart into a microphone, ladies. Let's do it.
Off you go.
Fart. I don't need to fart now.
So we have a special guest on the show. Surprise guest. Welcome our head of HR, Celine, is coming in. This is literally what you send me multiple times a day is fart and poop Instagram posts.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to help you. I also sent you an Instagram post about putting something on your feet. Was it avocados or something? Because you were complaining of your dry, cracked feet recently.
Oh, yeah.
To me.
That wasn't
that
on
was
air.
A conversation.
Oh, that was not a conversation on air or on the podcast.
Well, here we go. It's on air now. So I sent you to try and help you with your cracked feet.
Avocados.
It's avocados.
Do you think I'm on Una money?
Or not an avocado.
Oh, here we go.
Was it a cucumber or something? Something. But just tie them to your feet when you're going to bed. And garlic on your feet as well. Great. And onions in your socks.
So it keeps my wife and vampires away.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you need much to keep your wife away.
What? Wow. All right, let's get into the show. If this is your first time listening, because we were talking about all the things that Una says, now you know what it's like. This is our survey says from this morning.
Not only does Donald pound the pavements of the world and the internet to find surveys and figure out what these surveys are all about, we have to then figure out what the answer to the results of this survey is. And that's what our survey says is this morning.
That is right. Yeah, today 9% of people say this is the most annoying thing someone can do in your house when they come over.
Just come over.
Overstay their welcome.
Yeah. You must have a few of these, Una.
It's 10 o'clock, Susan. I have to go to bed.
Is it getting the dishes and all the dirty plates and bits and pieces over as far as the dishwasher and then not putting them into the dishwasher?
Hold on a second now. Back up.
Whoa.
What in the name of God would you expect a visitor going into your house?
It actually doesn't say visitor on the survey unit.
No, it's inferred though.
It's inferred, yeah. Use your brain.
Your brain. Stop.
Go on, Una, yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't expect someone, a visitor that comes into your house.
Sorry, no, I didn't know it was a visitor.
Oh, so, okay, yeah, it's a visit. It's someone that doesn't live in your household.
Okay, well, doesn't accept the visitor package and put on the house shoes and gown that we've provided.
Oh, my God.
And he's serious as well. House shoes. Oh, my days.
All right, come on.
No, that is a good guess. In terms of taking your shoes off, that's a very good guess because that annoys me. Especially because I live on a farm.
Yeah.
And they bring in all the mud from outside. Yeah. I'm just like, I know, leave your shoes there.
Are you're one of those who make people take their shoes off before coming into your house?
Don't be walking onto the carpet with your farm shoes on.
Oh, but what if I came to your house and if I hadn't been on the farm, would you make me take my shoes
off?
You
wouldn't get past the hall.
Last time Una came to our house, I'm like, shoes? She's like, don't you have a robot to clean this up?
He does.
That's what she said, yeah.
He's got a robot. He has a notion-y robot Hoover who he calls Aoife.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm offended
brand,
that you called her a girl. Anyway,
girl's brand type. Is Yuffie, so like we're just like, all right, let's call it Aoife.
Yeah, it's not the answer, but it's a very good guess.
Is this right when the visitors, when they come around to your house, right, and they go for a little nose, they go for a little wander, they're like, just checking out the house, guys, and they go into every room, and you've
cupboards.
Got Monica closets in every room, and if they open one, you know, Everest of clothes is going to fall on top of them. Like, it's the equivalent of someone saying, oh, can I see that picture on your phone, right? And then taking your phone and scrolling through the album.
Yeah. Is that the equivalent of somebody just coming into your house and having a look around?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's invasive.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Stop doing it, Una.
I don't go nosing.
Okay, what is the...
I'm picking up what you're putting down. No, it's not the answer. Okay. 9% of people say this is the most annoying thing someone can do in your house when they come over. What is it?
Get your guesses on voice note. Send a WhatsApp voice note. 087-110-2107. Donald's, our survey says question this morning that we're trying to get everybody to figure out what the answer
answer is on 087-110-207.
9% of people say this is the most annoying thing someone can do in your house when they come over. What is it?
Is it when somebody comes over and takes a dump in your toilet and doesn't clean the bowl after?
Oh my God. Stop. Who does that, Una?
Stop. That's disgusting, as my four-year-old Tim would say. No one would do that.
I think nearly on a different kind of level near that, if somebody uses your bathroom when they're over and doesn't put the seat down afterwards, that drives me mad.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. So you're a seat putter downer then, are you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, that's good to know. No, that's good.
Because when you flush it, it sprays everywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's true.
Oh, disgusting.
Yeah, no.
You've never put the seat down, have you?
I always put the seat down. I was talking about the middle seat that boys leave up all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The middle seat.
The middle seat. The actual bowl.
The one you sit
on. Toilet, the rim of the toilet that boys leave up all of the time. And they never put back down.
Okay.
Okay, I won't go on a rant about that.
No, wow, too late. It's not the answer.
I know, I think we have time on the podcast.
Is it a case of when you have a visitor in your house, they analyse everything and look around? That drives me up the walls.
Oh, judging your decor and
they're
stuff.
They're taking it all in and they're looking around with a little bit of Irish begrudgery and a small bit of jealousy. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
I like when people kind of look around, because we've got like little kind of hidden quirky things in our house that are, we don't tell anybody about, but if you find them, we're like, yay.
Oh God, that's kind of sad. But hey-ho.
Is it?
I'm only joking.
Did you notice the mouse hole sticker on the wall with a little mouse with a little sign saying welcome now?
No, I didn't. All I noticed in your kitchen is a big old blackboard with to-do lists on it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And guess what? We get stuff done, innit?
Yay, the Coopers all get right. stuff done. Yeah.
It's not that. Now, have you ever had anyone come over and just say, you know, that's nice, but I wouldn't have done it like that. I would have maybe done it like this. And then mum goes,
daily.
Oh, do you?
Daily. My father-in-law. All right. Right. What is the question? Let's get some more guesses in on 087-110-207.
9% of people say this is the most annoying thing someone can do in your house when they come over. What is it?
Send your voice notes. Okay, Donald, what exactly is this survey we're trying to figure out?
9%, small percentage of people say this is the most annoying thing someone can do in your house when they come over. What is it?
We've got a text WhatsApp here. Keep it old school, Sean. Is it raid your cupboards for food, Una?
You don't go into people's house and raid their cupboards.
You do.
No, I don't.
Mi casa es su casa.
Su casa. No, I know. I couldn't do that. What I have to wait to be offered. And then...
wait till they go to bed. Okay, let's see what type of crackers they've got going on here.
No, it's not.
All right.
Okay, I was actually going to say, somebody made me take my shoes off and into their house. I wouldn't visit.
Why?
And same if somebody comes in and says they're going to take their shoes off. No, you keep your shoes on.
No, take them off.
I don't want your feet on my floor.
Why not? They're clean. My socks are clean.
And if anyone wants to come to my house to empty the dishwasher and make themselves a cup of tea, they're more than welcome. Cooper.
Yes.
Anyone can come and clean. Or sorry, yeah, do cleaning if they want. But they can also come and empty the dishwasher. I hate emptying it.
Wow.
There you go.
There you go, yeah.
That's a good invite for you.
I don't think I'd be welcome because I'd be straight in the door with my shoes off.
Oh, God.
Like it. Get out! It's obviously not
it's
that.
It's not that okay. one, no.
Good morning!
Hey, Geraldine.
With the 9%, the people coming and taking control of Alexa and changing the channels and turning up the lights and turning up the heating, etc., maybe. Anyway, have a good day!
Oh, my God, that'd drive me mad.
Good, so yeah. rude.
Good goof to do, though. You know, reset everybody's kind of like if they got smart home stuff.
Mm. Yeah, I don't have any smart home stuff. I didn't even know Alexa could do that.
You did not need to tell us this.
I've been to friends' houses and set Alexa alarms for certain random times in the night. And just
oh,
left
lousy.
You don't have an Alexa, do
I don't
you?
Have an Alexa,
oh
no.
Oh my God, it is the best thing ever. It is so much, like obviously like, you know, you can get a radio on, you can get it. Then if you've got one in all the rooms, it then plays in sync with all the rooms. So it's kind of like you got a whole system going on. But it's also great if you don't want to go shouting up the stairs saying,
dinner's ready.
You go, Alexa, tell everyone that dinner's ready and it'll notify everybody who's got Alexa in their room and stuff.
Yeah, my kids wouldn't respond to that. No, they need the old, get in for your dinner. Yeah.
All right, let's get one more guess on this.
Morning, guys. Is the answer to today's survey overstaying their welcome?
Luna.
Hey.
Sorry, mean Donald, is that the answer?
I've actually had to say to people, listen, it's 10, half 10. I really need you to leave now, please. You feel so bad saying it, but you're yawning in their face, giving all these hints, and they're just not getting it.
No, it's not the answer. Very good guesses, though. It's something very simple. 9% of people say this is the most annoying thing when they come and somebody comes over to the house. It's when they go and sit in your spot where you always sit. You've always got your little spot.
Yeah.
And they just come over and go, and you go, oh, you get up.
Best way to get somebody up is just stand in front of them, looking at them, go, and say nothing. They'll eventually get the message, Una. Do you know what I mean?
You've got a spot, haven't you, in your house, Una?
I have a spot, yeah, my velvet swivel chair.
Ooh.
It's very posh. Only me and the dog are allowed to sit in it. Not even a visitor is allowed to sit on it.
No, of course they're not.
No.
It's just like, who'd want to sit on the velvet chair that's been had dog hair all over
it? Doesn't have dog hair all over it because I look after it.
Dog sits
yeah, but
on
my
it.
Dog sits on me and I sit on it. She's not allowed to sit on it on her own. I'm not getting dog hair on my green velvet swivel chair. It's my pride and joy.
Breakfast rolls.
No.
What?
I'm not saying, is this the podcast?
You did a second ago.
I did, yes. I got confused. So this is the podcast, so we're allowed to say what we want to say. That's why I was talking about your cracked feet, and I was trying to help you with your cracked feet.
Oh my God.
He had athlete's foot as well. Imagine, this is what I'm listening to. He's there in my ear telling me about his problems, his dodgy feet, his athlete's foot.
Shall I go into detail about what you tell me?
Fire ahead. The gender pay gap.
Oh my God. Here's rhyming from this morning.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Tickets for Niall Horan up for grabs at the end of the week if you've got the highest score in Rhyme It, because Una has robbed a pair of tickets and put them in her drawers.
Woo!
And you could win the contents of Una's drawers if you get the highest score at the end of this week, which is kind of nice. This morning, looking to do that, is Emmy in the Curragh. Good morning, Emmy.
Hi, Emmy.
Morning.
I was being very poetic about where you live, that, you know, in the morning time when you wake up, you can see the sun skirt along, the cobwebs on the grass of the dew, you know, glittering and stuff like this. You get to see that every morning?
The lambs and the sheep. Yeah, the lambs and the sheep are all outside having a disco at the moment.
Oh, they listen to us.
They do, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They do,
yeah.
You know, they've been... The hooves to be on the window in the morning looking for the bit of bread and iRadio, you know?
Aw, that's cute. You should name one after Cooper.
Just don't eat it.
Would you have a name, a suggestion, Una?
What's that now, Emmy?
Would you have a suggestion, a name for me?
For one of your lambs? Awesome. Yeah,
For Cooper.
For Cooper. Do I have a name suggestion for it?
Don't tempt her.
Gravy boots.
Nothing you can say on the radio.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mint sauce. What?
Yeah. Oh. Just because he loves, he's got a collection of gravy boots, don't you know? Eddie Hoosel.
All right. Emmy, do you realise that you're going to Galway this weekend to party it up with the rest of the girls?
Woo!
I do have the Zimmer frame and the meds ready for Sunday.
Who's going? What's the occasion? What's going on?
It's my sister's birthday, so the three of us are going to go out now. So, okay. Yeah, it's going to be carnage now. You know yourselves.
Just behave yourselves. Yeah. Watch out for that lot.
Career lads, you just get older and you can't bloody handle it anymore. Like
says yourself.
And yeah, no, exactly. Don't that kind of negative self-talk now, Emmy. Don't you talk about my friend Emmy like that. You got a woman up now.
Come here and I tell you. When you nearly knock your two-year-old nephew down to get to the bathroom, I think.
Oh my God!
Oh my days! Oh my lordy, lordy!
Yeah, the
you were
the
busting for a wee
wee. You know,
yeah. I think
let's call spade a spade. No, I was doing well. I was doing well.
Okay, well, Emmy, the first stage of this is admitting to know that you were in the wrong place.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So please behave yourself.
Yeah,
all right.
Straight up.
Okay, come here. Let's hope you get a low score so we can keep you away from all the Niall Horan fans. You know how to play. We're going to give you a word. You got to rhyme that word in every single question that we give you. You'll have 30 seconds to rhyme as many as you possibly can. Do you understand the rules?
I do.
Good. It's not confession.
You sound really scared there.
I think we're all scared.
No, I'm sitting here in a brace for impact. I'm ready to go.
Okay, good woman. Cool. Right, so
the word you have to rhyme with is?
Plate. P-L-A-T-E, plate.
Right. Okay.
Your time starts now.
To catch a fish, I need to lure them with what?
Bait.
I couldn't find parking, so I turned up to work. What?
Bait.
When you enter the field, make sure you close this.
Gate.
If I eat too many purple snacks, I'll end up over what?
Wait.
You can do this on ice.
Gate.
A distinguishing feature of your personal nature or personality.
Great.
I met someone on a dating app and now we're going on a what?
Time is up.
Oh my God.
The score to beat was 7. I can now tell you this morning, after conferring with the judges and the adjudicators, that everybody who's going to Niallhorn on Friday the 13th is safe. You got 6.
Oh, hard luck, Emmy.
Problem.
You're still going to Galway.
God love them.
Have a ball.
Don't encourage her.
What? I'm just saying enjoy Galway.
No, I'm a good girl.
Okay.
I'm a good girl. I'm a girl guide badge on me this weekend. Good girl.
Good stuff. Always be prepared.
That's how she chats up people. Say, have you seen my girl guide badge? Do you know what this means? How about I show you? Well, stop. Emmy, behave yourself. Good luck to you. Okay, bye.
Bye, Emmy.
If you would like to play Ryman tomorrow and get a bigger score than 7, if you reckon you can do it, you know what to do. 087-1102-107. Are you
on my team? It's super message today for Thursday, Bev.
Oh, what are you doing?
Spitting.
Oh, spitting. Oh, yeah. Spitting. Yeah, that's more of it now.
Yeah. A lot of people are experiencing this.
Spitting.
Yeah.
In the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
in some cultures it's considered a compliment. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's disgusting. Stop. So forget it off your chest. Someone was having an issue with his boss because his boss was very spitty in spring and his boss was all getting up in his business.
Don't be getting up in
my business and spitting when he was talking. Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're not.
I didn't mean to.
You're not. I saw you go.
Oh, you're disgusting. You're so disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Yuck.
Is there ever anything that you just want to get off your chest, or you're having an issue with something and you're just looking for Cooper Noonan to help sort you out?
And everybody to help sort you out.
Yeah, you can send us a message on 087-1102-107. We'd love to hear from you.
Safe space.
Sometimes. Who tried to censor me there when I went to say sometimes it took me a microphone down?
Okay, so this is from Anon in Meath. And Anon says, hi guys, I need to get this off my chest because I honestly don't know what to do. I've just started a new role in a different department and I work really closely with my boss, like I'm basically his number two. He's actually sound, but he's a bit of a habit of standing way too close when we're talking. And on top of that, he spits when he talks.
Oh no.
Not a little, spitter. Like full on spray. I don't think he means it, but every time we have a chat, I'm just standing there trying not to react while getting showered. I don't feel like I'm in a position to say anything yet because I'm new, but it's getting uncomfortable. Someone actually joked before I started that I'd need an umbrella in this role and I didn't know what they were talking about. What do I even do here? I can't exactly bring a towel into meetings, but I also can't pretending this is fine. All advice welcome. Please help. Anon in Mead.
I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what advice to give on this because I've been in this situation where I know somebody who is a serial spitter and they do stand so close and unfortunately their spit smells like dog bottom.
It's like, oh my God.
It's just like, oh my God, stand back. Stand back.
That is a horrific description that we did not need. Thank you for that.
Nice.
That's a lot of splashback.
It is a lot.
Yeah, a lot of backwash going on there. Like, you could update your CV or
weather person.
You could like have a coffee cup with you at all times and hold it up to your mouth, so and that would act as like a kind of a barrier to the spittle. Do you know, that would take the spray.
So nearly like a mask, but it's not a mask,
or even a mask.
Oh, I didn't know going in with a mask.
You're
one of those coming in here with a mask. See, I've got a cold and I'm protecting you from the cold. That's not a bad idea, actually.
That's a very difficult situation to be in.
But like, what about their eyes? You'd have to put goggles on as well. Mask, goggles. Maybe if you went full on, kind of like you spit. So put a blot sheet on the front of you that shows up spit bits. Do you know what I mean?
Or what about spit back?
Spit.
Have a spray off. Here's a dose of your own medicine, Mr. Bossman. This is what I've been dealing with. So
you're standing
right
there,
back at you.
And he's just like complimenting you on all the amazing work that you've been doing. And you just go. And he's just like, what was that for? Sorry, I thought we were paying compliments to each other. All right, has anybody ever been in this situation where they've had to deal with somebody who's a spitter but they don't know that they spit?
Or something similar, if like, you know, just bad breath or whatever and you needed to get away. Help Anon in Meath here.
What's going on? It's Cooper Noonan. Get this off your chest. This message came in this morning.
From Anon in Meath. And Anon in Meath has started a new job and they work really closely with their new boss. They're basically his number two. But the boss has a habit of like
spitting and like full on spray when he talks. So Anon and Meath is getting just showered every day, and it's he doesn't know what to do because obviously it's your boss. Like, I mean, how do you tiptoe around that?
Could this be a kind of like a show of strength and personality and controlling that you actually own the situation and you confront the boss over it and that you can show that you're able to actually deal with the situation?
Okay, all right, you're the boss.
Okay, go.
Why are you always spitting on me?
You're fired.
Well, Miss On and On there, she could save the planet and bring in her house plants and get them watered every time he's talking.
I'm sitting there in front of you with house plants. Sorry, a bit to the left there.
Hold one up to
your head. Bit to the left. The spider plant needs a little bit more. All right.
Oh, stop. Oh, God, that brings back memories.
Oh, yeah?
We used to have a teacher who used to spit at you every time she spoke. And myself and one of my friend, fellow students, our desk was right in front of hers. So one day we decided to be a bit blunt and brought in the umbrellas, you know, the umbrellas you use for cocktails.
The tiny little umbrellas.
And every time she spoke to us, we put the umbrellas up. Oh, God, how we didn't get expelled, I don't know.
Ah, you were just sticking up for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, no, but the poor teacher as well, though.
They were getting sprayed by a teacher.
But the teacher didn't mean to spray them.
Bet they did.
Bet they did not.
All right, keep your WhatsApps coming. 087 1102 107. What should this person do? They're getting sprayed by somebody who's talking to them. They have a new job, it's a new boss, and the boss is just doing his thing, having chats, but gets a bit too close and a bit too spitty. Get it off your chest this morning. Love to get your tuppence worth on this or your 2 cent on it. 087 1102 107.
This is from Anon in Meath, and Anon in Meath has started a new job where he's working really closely with his boss. He's like, they're basically his number two, but the boss, when he talks, spits and sprays. And he's finding it really awkward and he doesn't know what to say. It's a difficult situation to be in, to be fair. I mean, really, it's your boss. You're not going to be like, the news, not the weather. Do you know what I mean? You can't. You couldn't.
What should this person do? And have you had a similar situation? 087 1102 107.
Hi, guys. Amanda here in the dog. Would you not just turn around and, as he's talking to her, like, slowly but surely, subtly, start moving back? Instead of like standing right in front of him, like slowly but surely move back. And if he keeps like moving like forward to talk to her, just like keep moving back and he'll surely get the hint. Or she just turn around to him and say, look, personal space, you know, 2 inches personal space, you know, keep back a bit so it doesn't happen.
I can guarantee
you're invading my space,
boss. If you
boss.
Bring your personal space, you'll be the talk of the office.
Yeah, big time.
Guess who looks after the personal space? Who
yeah,
likes a little
you'd have to have an HR issue then, you know.
The new person likes a little bit of personal space. <isn't it? laughs>
This is brilliant. Someone says, I have the opposite problem.
Oh.
I have a sucker that works in the same office as me. She's constantly sucking her teeth. I don't know what she's sucking, but it stinks. Anon.
What? Just like that?
Like if you're sucking a bit of, I don't know, food out of them or something.
Oh, you're always sucking on cough sweets.
Yeah, I
oh,
am.
Oh, yeah, and you rattle it around your teeth. Oh, that's annoying. Oh, hang on a sec. Did I send in a message? Okay.
I asked for a voice note, okay? Yeah. And then this lady said, I can't, they'll hear me.
Let's call them live now. Get it off your chest. Come here. If there's something that you want to get it off your chest and you want us to discuss, whether it's, I don't know, a work colleague that spits in you, maybe, and they don't intend on doing it, and you want to try and figure out a way of dealing with this, you know, to do 087-1102-107. So, the advice that's coming in for this person, because they've just started, it's a new job, isn't it, that they've started?
It's a new department and they have a new boss and they work really closely with the boss, but the boss stands very close to him and spits and sprays by act, like he doesn't mean to, but when he talks a lot of spittle comes out. And Anon and Meath is not enjoying it.
The none too plus.
No.
No.
Start spitting back at them.
Start spitting back at them is what they're saying.
We discussed that earlier as an option.
They bring it up to you.
If they bring it up because you're spitting at them.
Be like, oh, I just thought this was a normal thing we do.
It's kind of like, I thought this is some sort of cult.
Yeah.
He was like, oh.
Because you're doing so much, I thought you wanted me to join in.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed, though, when you've been talking to somebody and maybe a little spit actually does fly off you and lands on their coat or something, you're just like, oh, crap.
You're mortified.
Yeah. Oh, really mortified.
Oh, really mortified, yeah.
Or if you stand behind, if you're standing with somebody and they have their back to the sun, you can actually see the spray.
Oh, God.
And you wouldn't realise how much that
Spittle
we all...
Spittle actually sprays.
We do, actually. Yeah. Spittle sprays.
Maybe they should just say, look, I think you're in the wrong job. You should be working for the fire brigade.
more than spit to put out a fire.
You could just turn around and say, oh, I already had a wash at the house, I don't need any more.
You can't say that to the boss.
Why not?
Just get a clipboard. Just get the clipboard, hold it up in front of your face. That is protection.
You could go full on protection. Put on like a poncho. And do you remember the visors that your nan used to wear during lockdown? It was the full visor, the clear screen.
I used to wear those. I'm not a nut. I wore those a few times. Stop.
Fine. No. Listen, we all had to protect ourselves.
Yeah.
So imagine a full face visor.
Right.
And then rubber gloves, you know, marigolds. And then like Wellington boots, you know, wellies. There's lots of ones that I bought her. And just go in there like all like that and say, right, I'm ready for the meet. And they'd be all like, what's all this about? Said, and then just tell them. I could like, get somebody to video us and show it back to them in slow motion.
That is you. That is you all over. Passive aggressive.
That's not passive aggressive. That's very direct.
That's direct, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
087-110-2107, want to get in on this. It's actually looking really nice outside. The weather's looking good. It was absolutely foxy yesterday evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's going to rain later.
I genuinely...
Sorry!
And it just knows it's a poop over
just
everything.
Just be prepared, okay? That's what you're saying.
What is that?
Rhyme it.
Oh, rhyme it. Why was I playing the rhyme it jingle? That's cool. I like that.
Gotta rhyme it. Well, we're not doing that now. But
hi, Cooper Noon. I'm having an issue with my co-host. He's got fat fingers. Sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Wouldn't be like me. All right, let's wrap this up. Get it off your chest this morning. And keep your messages coming, by the way. If there's something that you want to do, is get it off your chest. If there's something that you have an issue with, like your co-host saying that you've got sausage fingers under their voice. Under their breath, she said.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Everyone else did as well.
Sausage fingers.
Ah, no, they're lovely.
My sausage fingers are lovely. Go away, you're not to nibble on them. Go away. All right.
Right, okay. Come on. So this is from Anon and me. Anon started a new job.
That reminds me. HR down today.
What are you going to do? Go down to HR. My co-host called me sausage fingers.
Come on in here. You're going to call me sausage fingers. And she spits on me when she talks. She thinks it's great.
I do not. Maybe I'll start. But as so Anon and Mead has a problem with their boss, and they might have to go to HR because their boss is spitting and spraying in their face when they talk, and it's getting really awkward, and he doesn't know how to approach this. So
maybe embrace it like a scene from a movie, you know, when they're spraying the water hose on the models, you know, and just like, you know, toss your hair from side to side and play some music, you know.
Yeah.
Do you know, because, so, okay, you're the boss and you're talking to me. We're going over reports and stuff like this.
Okay, so we're going to circle back and what is the UPS of this or the UPD?
And, I'm going to embrace it. Oh, yeah, baby. Spray me with your spits. Yeah.
Stephen?
What? Stephen, you know I'm in trouble with that. All right.
Hi, guys. I think it would be in that situation. I would probably make sure I have a really, really big tissue.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he stands beside him, I take out the tissue. And as he starts to talk, I start wiping my hands and wiping my face. And just making it very obvious, like, sort of thing that there's something going on. So, subtly enough, but obvious enough, stop spitting on me. Bye.
Stop spitting on me. Or you could play a game, you know, the way, you could just start dodging, like, really quickly as they're speaking. It's just like, what? And you're like, move, side to side, like, really quickly, darting. And they'd be like, what
like
are you doing?
Ninja.
Yeah, I thought we were playing a game that I have to avoid your spitting on me. Okay, thank you so much.
I just bring an umbrella in and just put the umbrella up and say, look, this is what I'm dealing with, boss. I'm sorry, but you're spitting on me, so.
Una, for somebody who's superstitious, you don't put an umbrella up indoors.
Oh, my God, don't do it. Never, never do it. I forgot that.
Now you're after getting that person sacked.
Oh, my God, stop.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you so much. Keep your WhatsApps coming if you want to get something off your chest this morning. 087-110-2107. Hi, mornings.
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
We then allowed you to talk about your 444 and your angel numbers and
back
all that.
Back up there a second, buddy. Back up. What language and what the use of your language? Check yourself, check your words. We allowed you to.
We had to pass this by many management to see, is this all right to go out on air?
Are you serious?
Yeah, and we're still not too sure if it was allowed.
Loads of people are going to resonate with this because it's huge now at the moment. I was recently just given a present of a book, and the book is called Understanding the Signs from the Universe, because I think loads of people now are tuning into Source, tuning into the universe and realizing we're all part of the universe. Anyway, so I woke up the other morning at 4:44 a.m. and I knew that this was a special sign. So what do you do? What are you sighing like that?
I'm inhaling.
You're just jealous.
You're inhaling the universe.
You're inhaling it. Yeah.
I'm grounding with the CO2.
Okay. Right. Says your man who sleeps in a grounding blanket. So I got my white witch friend and Reiki lady, Aveen, who is very spiritual, and she knows everything. She knows all about the world and stuff. So she explained everything to us.
Say, shout out to those who are just about to go.
No, stay with us. She explains the angel numbers and it's super interesting.
Judge it for yourself.
So something happened to Una the other morning. It was actually on the 14th, wasn't it? Yeah, it wasn't too long ago at all. Mm-hmm. You were just like, oh my God, the universe is speaking to me. What happened exactly?
So, okay. On the 14th of the 4th.
I'm just changing the music there for you.
Thank you. Yeah. I woke up at exactly 4:44 a.m.
Brilliant.
Wild. Okay. So, 4:44 is a very important angel number. Now, the weird thing about this is, another weird thing, right? The day before this happened, my cousin had given me a book called Understanding Signs from the Universe and How to Read Them. And then this happened. So it was lovely. I rolled over in the bed and I had this lovely wave of serenity, knowing that I was being protected or guided or something.
All right.
So you didn't believe me about this.
No, so you got on.
So I got on to my fabulous Reiki white witch friend, Aideen, and she explains it all. And she's amazing.
Okay. Angel numbers are recurring number sequences or patterns that we tend to notice in everyday life.
So these are angel numbers that are recurring.
Okay. As we understand them today, angel numbers are a more modern concept. They're believed to be little messages or signs from the angelic world, offering guidance, reassurance, and encouragement to us.
Okay, so that's well and good. So you know the way every day when it's 11 minutes past 11, we all go, it's 11:11.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, and everybody goes, make a wish. Why do we do that?
11:11 is probably the most common. And 11:11 is all about manifestation. And it guides you to be aware of the exact thoughts that you are having.
So usually at 11:11 every day when I see it on the clock and I go 11:11, everyone goes make a wish and I go, I hope I win the Euro Millions. Never happens. So
well, you're not supposed to make a wish. You're supposed to just manifest.
Okay,
it there.
Sorry, I have manifested. How we're going to 140 million.
You're not doing it properly.
Obviously not. Nope. So what does the 444 means that when you woke up at 4:44?
4:44. It's a strong message of protection. Mm. You're safe, supported, and not alone. Especially if you've been feeling a little bit uncertain or anxious, this is a really nice number to see that there's loads of angelic protection around you.
Yeah, you know, Una.
The angels, they do be liking me.
Somebody asked her.
Hey! So now,
yeah.
There you go. You're welcome. Thanks, Aideen.
I'm genuinely none the wiser.
But she just explained it all.
Didn't understand it.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
And that is Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. It's Cooper and Una. I'm very chill today. Maybe it's because of my dose that I have.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. We needed to be a bit more uptight, like your usual
uptight.
Self. Uptight.
I'm not uptight. I'm pretty chill most of the time.
I would say you're uptight.
Really?
Oh my God, yes, you're uptight.
I don't like the way you're talking to me. I'm going to have to call my solicitor about this. Yeah. I think we've gone past HR right
you
now.
You wouldn't let me bring my dog to your house, man.
I have three dogs.
So, you've got three. What's another one? That's four.
You'd upset them.
So they can all be friends. Upset them? How would my dog upset you? My dog is tiny. You've got three big old dogs.
I don't think you realise that your dog would not be able to cope with my three.
I would have held my dog in my arms. Yeah. And you don't like it when I leave empty stuff in your car. And you say I'm
oh my God. Okay. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Bye.
Bye.